Good evening. I call this December 2nd, 2025 meeting of the Planning Commission to order. My name is Darrell Boziger. I am the chairman of the Planning Commission. My pleasure to welcome you here. This is a public meeting and you are encouraged to be part of the process. Please participate, ask questions, share your thoughts. There are several rules to proceed with an orderly meeting and I ask that you keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, please step out of the chamber. When you wish to speak, raise your hand. I'll recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. Secretary Jones must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so others have an opportunity. However, focus on your comments. We'll keep track of your time. This meeting is being conducted in accordance with the Nebraska Open Meetings Law. A copy of the Open Meetings Law is posted at both exits. I now call for a roll call of members.
Boziger?
Here.
Poleska?
Here.
Pound?
Here.
Kading?
Here.
Huber? Radner? Schroeder? Boswell? Heinrich?
Here.
Item 3, approval of the minutes of the October 7th meeting.
Second.
Moved by Heinrich, second by Poleska to approve the minutes. Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
Motion passes. I will open a public hearing to consider a non-conforming use limited extension application submitted by John R. Hinton, 13092 U.S. Highway 30, to extend the use of his dirt, soil, sand, gravel, and rock borrow pits and processing sites on lots 2, Hinton Camping and Storage Subdivision, City of Bear, Washington County, Nebraska, until October 13th, 2035. It's 13045 U.S. Highway 30. Jeff.
Good evening, Commissioner Boziger and Planning Commission members. Jeff Byron, Community Development Director. Request that the first item be postponed to a later date.
So I need a motion to postpone.
I'll motion postpone.
I'll second.
Motion by Pound, second by Kading to postpone this item. Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So that'll be the next meeting, I'm assuming. I will open a public hearing to consider a rezone application submitted by Brad Anderson and Jane Jaworski Anderson, 947 Skyline Drive, Blair, Nebraska, to rezone tax lot 142 in section 14, township 18 north, range 11 east of the 6 p.m., City of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, from RL, which is residential low density, to TA, Transitional Agricultural District, to match neighboring zoning and enable outbuilding expansion. It's 947 Skyline Drive. Jeff.
Thank you. And we have another full schedule, so we're ending the year, much as we've started it. So first item of number 5 is the rezone by the Andersons. This is up on Skyline Drive. Locator map puts it on the western edge of the city. Currently zoned RL low density, going to TA transitional agriculture. Property size is 10.67 acres, which meets the minimum for agriculture or TA, which is 10.01. Property meets all setbacks from going from RL to TA on the two present buildings. Permitted in RL are single family dwellings. Permitted in TA, again, single family dwellings. Quick overview map, here is Skyline Drive, railroad tracks, the new border of City of Blair. They're located just down the hill. We don't have any photos of the front of the place because it is just down the hill and you can't really see it from the road. Give you a quick look at the zoning. Here is our current land use map here. You can see it's surrounded by transitional ag around each side of it. These were newly added after the annexation earlier this year. This is a future land use map, also showing residential. With that, any questions for staff on the request for this rezoning?
Yeah, of course.
One question. Didn't we rezone this some time ago to what it is now? Wasn't it ag before or something?
That I don't know. I'd ask some about that. If the choice had been for TA earlier, would have probably gone to that. But I am unfamiliar with the history on this. The applicant is here. They might be able to help you with that.
But TA is a pretty new district, right?
Yes.
So that's TA, is that gray section?
That's correct.
So that's probably ag before, I'm guessing.
That was all ag before. Ag still gives the people who are out there farming using the land a lot of the ag uses. However, it does curtail them quite a bit for future expansion, not to have to get in the way of things like cattle yards and silos and things like that.
Again, Jeff, I can share a little bit of the history. When this particular lot was brought into the city limits, as has usually been our pattern, it needed to be re-annexed from agricultural to something that was usually allowed inside city limits. Again, as you said earlier, transitional ag wasn't even in the book at that point in time. And so much like what we would have done even before this last annexation, when we were talking internally about doing RL for a lot of the lots that would be annexed, this would have been transitional ag, like you said, if it had been in the book at the time. But it was rezoned to RL at that time when it was brought into city limits.
The other question I have, and this is probably more zoning than anything else, but our future land use map is for residential.
Yes.
So we're taking a residential lot and changing it back to ag.
Yes. As we did point out, single family dwellings, you are correct about that, it's going back into ag usage, but the single family dwellings are accepted both on transitional ag and RL.
So even though we're going against future land use, like going to TA, it doesn't, we don't care.
We don't care, but we were looking at the fact that it's still residential. That it's not being changed to like a commercial, like if there was a request to put this into ACH or Office Park, even though, it's that way, without the future land use map, we wouldn't allow that here. Again, this is residential. We are looking at it as more of a residential back. However, you are definitely correct. We just taking a step back, and they are going to be allowed to do more with their property than there was before if it goes into the transitional ag.
And Jeff, isn't it true that most of our land outside in the 2 mile ETJ now is future land use map residential?
Yes. We've pretty much moved everything. Except along the highway corridors, we're trying to do future land use for ACH for that. Yes.
Okay. Any other questions, staff? Would the applicant like to step forward and you can tell us what's going on?
Brad Anderson, 947 Skyline Drive.
Anderson.
Thank you. Joe, you're right. I was here about 13 years ago when I was sitting on that and had to come on this side of the desk and ask for an annexation at that time to run for city council. I served on that for 12 years. At that time, when we first got annexed, I asked for RRE. And that time, RRE nor transitional ag were allowed inside the city limits, so this was the only really available option to us because it was the only thing adjacent to the property. You wouldn't stick RRE right now because it'd be a spot zone. So again, the only reason we're asking for it, I'm not going to go get any fuzzy cows or a whole flock of chickens or anything. It's just, and again, you guys have been dealing with this. Buildings in residential have a specific size that, can cause problems. Mine, I just want to add a little bit more on. I have a Facebook marketplace addiction and have come up with one more camper than will fit inside the shed at the time. So we're looking to add on in the zoning that allows it instead of doing any of the tricks that folks do about making carports and other things to fit in this. It matches the zoning adjacent. The zoning, the TA allows for the larger size of the outbuilding. As soon as any of those other properties adjoining goes to RRE or some other zoning, we'll go with them. It won't be a problem. So it's just, an opportunity with the recent annexation and the changing of the zoning allowed inside.
we thought we'd like to try and take advantage of.
So I assume you, the size building you want's not allowed in what's your current zone?
We built the maximum. In fact, John Stewart and I had many, many meetings about what, and back when we first started this, we were the only accessory structure limit inside of RL was a two-car garage. And we had spirited discussions and got to the 40 by 80, so you know, 3,200 square foot size. Because again, there's a lot of lots in Blair that are RL that you know, something bigger than a two-car garage is fine. There are also a lot of places where it's not fine. So one of the challenges you guys deal with, you know, what fits. Again, this is almost an 11-acre parcel. You literally can't see the house from the street, and you can't see my building from my house. So trying to be a good neighbor and do it the right way. Any questions?
No.
Okay, thank you.
I have a minor question for staff, Jeff, and it's probably no big deal, but if this building, outbuilding gets larger and then they end up getting a zone, or you know, zoned down to a more residential, so it'll be a building that's not conforming, but it's not a big deal doing that, right?
Yeah, not conforming would mean that if something would happen to that building in the future, after it was zoned, to a smaller zone allowable. If it destroyed more than 50.01%, it could not be built back to the original building.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions? Then anybody in the audience would like to speak on this issue? I'll close the public hearing and see what the commission would like to do.
I recommend approval of the rezone application submitted by Brad Anderson and Jane Jaworski Anderson.
I'll second that.
Motion by Kading, second by Pounds to approve the conditions application as, or the rezone, excuse me, as presented. Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So that passes and goes, I don't know, the next city council board, these are going to be, right?
Next week.
Yeah. Next week, okay. Next week. Okay. Going on to the, come on, I got to see it to read it. Okay. Let's make sure I'm going to write one here. That was number 5, right?
Correct.
So yes. We're number 6, okay. I will open a public hearing to consider a replat application submitted by Ken Funk, 2212 Fieldcrest Drive, Blair, Nebraska, and Lucas Jones, 2276 Fieldcrest Drive, Blair, Nebraska, for lots 91, 92, and 33, Deerfield replat, a replat of lots 18, 87, 88, and 89, a platted subdivision in the city of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska. It's 2230 Fieldcrest Drive. Jeff.
Thank you. That was a typo. It should be lot 91, 92, and 93, as we'll see right here. This replat is for the Deerfield area. Currently zoned RM, which is residential medium density. They're requesting to take 4 lots on the northern part of Deerfield and basically rezone these into just 3 lots. The 2 lots already have existing homes and will gain lot width. The remainder, which would be the 3rd lot, will be just an extra wide lot. I believe we're looking at 13,000 maybe for the 2 smaller and 17,000 for the remainder. But the existing homes will continue to meet all setbacks after if the rezone is passed. This right now shows you the 4 different lots, Mr. Funks and Mr. Jones here. Let me show the other 4 lots. If the rezone passes, you'll now have just 3 lots, all in the same subdivision. Lot 91, 10,005, lot 92, 17 approximately, and 93 at 12,009. Here is the completed replat with all signatures, no loans, all taxes have been paid. Fairly standard replat. Any questions for staff?
I assume no taxes will change. It's just
well, taxes
the same
will
land. It's just
yeah,
different
taxes
lot
will
size.
Change. There'll be, and these are the new tax lot numbers. The reason that there is a replat, all taxes have to be paid ahead of time. is because that land does go away, because it's different size, it's a different number. So the replat requires all taxes to be paid ahead of time. If this passes, there will be new taxes coming out on the new property size.
Any other questions of staff?
No.
Seeing none, is the applicant here or applicants here? Would you like to come up and any questions, state your name and address?
Ken Funk, FUNK.
Address?
What's that?
Address.
Right now I'm living at 1022 South 14th Avenue.
I'm just curious, but it doesn't matter. What's planned in this lot? Is this going to be a vacant lot or something?
No, I have a customer wants to put a house on that lot, and he came to me a while back, and he was looking at some other lots, and they weren't, they were too steep for his house. He wants more of a ranch-style home, and this is a flatter lot for him. Meanwhile, my neighbor, Mr. Jones, would like to have a little more land to his lot. And while they were doing this, I took some for myself, so the next person can have a nice large lot to build his home on.
Okay. I have to admit, I'm a little bit curious because I live in Deerfield.
Ryan Hoffett, he wants to build a new house there, and I believe he's going to have Jim Geiger or Matt Geiger do his building for him.
Okay, that's all right. I'm not trying to influence anything. I'm just kind of curious.
He's going to be building next to where we're going to live, and I'm assuming that we looked at his plans and they're suitable for the area.
Any questions of the applicant? Thank you.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Anybody else like to speak on this issue? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and see what the commission would like to do.
Recommend approval of the replat application submitted by Ken Funk and Lucas Jones as presented.
Second.
Motion by Kading, second by Pleska to approve the replat application. Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
Okay, that'll go next week to the council. I'll open a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit renewal submitted by MII Blair LLC, Jeff McGregor, agent, 11750 Stonegate Circle in Omaha, Nebraska, for storage indoor and outdoor to an existing CUP for storage mini on tax lot 257 in section 7, township 18 north, range 12 east of the 6 p.m. Washington County, Nebraska, for the life of the improvements. That's 240 East Highway 30. Jeff.
Well, thank you. Well, this is the first of two CUPs, all completely separate from Mr. McGregor and his company for a storage. One, the first one is north of US 30, over on toward to the edge of town. Current zoning is ACH Highway Commercial. 2016, the current conditional use permit was granted for mini storage from life of the structures with stipulations that all of the hard surface and right-of-way entrances be paved prior to occupancy, which they were. Under 804, exceptions number 20, storage indoor and outdoor. This allows for storage to be obviously outdoor. What we did get rid of was the fact that a couple months ago you couldn't even have outdoor storage with the CUP next to a highway. It was taken out. We removed that because you already have to have a CUP anyway. So whether or not outdoor storage is going to be allowed in some place or others, just gives the choice to the Planning Commission and Council whether or not to allow it. Right, there's a definition of indoor outdoor storage. You can see a group of buildings, not limited to boats, motor vehicles, recreational vehicles,
does say outdoor storage must be enclosed by a wall fence at 6 feet in height. He talked about, we came up with some recommended stipulations. Only RVs, recreational vehicles, trailers, boat trailer combinations, and cars be allowed. No broken down, inoperable vehicles like you can see up there. Also no tarps, no blue tarps, stuff like that. Somebody's gonna cover their boat or car, RV septic should have a custom, you know, decent looking cover for it, designed for that. Probably also, I think the applicant was here, he'll talk more about this. He should receive a fairly extensive application in your packet, in your Spark. One of the things he talked about was planting trees there also. I think also another good stipulation would be that nobody can get in there and work on their vehicles while they're sitting outside or something like that. This shows the current location on East Highway 30. It's Industrial Drive there. This is the open lot here. The applicant did apply for a variance years ago because of the power lines, high power lines above it. He can have no building there, but it would let him put pavement and park things underneath it as long as it's not a building or structure. He did come in for a variance. The variance was denied. At that time, of course, he couldn't apply for a CUP for this because it was not allowed. It is allowed now, and that's why he's here tonight. ACH on the backside is RML. This will be along East River Drive. That's houses there, separated by a creek. ACH across the highway, heavy industrial across the road there. This is a view looking at the entrance of lockbox. Shows the area of the fences there. Looking back toward the east, you can see the open area there. There are the power lines above it. Any questions for staff on the CUP application?
Okay, is the applicant here today?
Hi, Jeff McGregor, MCGREGOR, 11750 Stonegate Circle, Omaha. Here on behalf of the applicant.
Okay.
And I appreciate Jeff's introduction there, all that is accurate. Basically, we have some overhead transmission lines running through our property. You can't put any permanent structures below there. We have talked with OPPD and we're allowed to do parking below there. And so what we'd like to do is pave this and stripe it like a typical parking lot and restrict this use to only be storage of automobiles, trailers, RVs, and boats, campers. They're in good working condition. And our application permit provide some of those restrictions and covenants. I think it's section 4B in the application to restrict the certain sizes. We're also proposing that we plant about 19 northern spruces along the highway as well to assist in screening. Just some general things to consider. Armor storage is located on the other side of the highway from us. Same zoning, has outdoor storage, and they're also highway commercial zoning, as well as the Petromart has utilizes long-term outdoor storage of semi-trailers, and they are directly across the highway from us as well. So I feel like this proposal meets some of the activities currently being utilized in the area, and so with that, I'm here if you have any questions.
So the spruces are going to be along the highway side of the property.
Yes.
And they won't get high enough to touch the power lines, so you never have to worry about trimming them back.
That's correct. Yes. Yep.
Any questions of the applicant?
I don't have any.
Thank you. Does anybody in the audience want to speak on this issue? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and see what the commission would like to do.
Anybody got anything? If not, I'm just gonna recommend approval. Okay.
Well,
I'm gonna rec, what's that, okay.
The conditional use permit itself, does it require at this point that the spruce trees are part of it?
Yes, it's part of my application.
Is it?
It is part of your application, and so.
I think it's always wise though to stipulate that as one of those requirements that.
Well, you had like three or four stipulations up there already that you'd like to see, and so we gotta decide, do you want, does someone wanna have those stipulations or none of them, or whatever? When you, was part of the, can you bring the stipulations back up so you can see what they are? So if you'd like to approve the CUP with those stipulations, that's what it would stay probably.
Those aren't in.
That's in the application, the trees are.
So there's, he's also got the operations plan. So do you want to include that as well?
Say that again.
He's included the operations plan for the CUP. Do you want that included as well? It's in our packet, it's like the fourth one, second one down. I'm not, yeah, do you wanna include that one?
I don't see where you're at.
Yeah, it's that, it's just a real fine print, you can do the plus sign up here, kind of work.
Which one is it?
It's the whole thing.
The whole thing, okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of, he lays out his plan and then goes into details.
Sure, sure. Why not?
Yeah, I think, I guess I don't care if there's trees or not, because the trees are gonna die. And then you're just gonna have green and a dead tree, so I don't, the trees aren't a big thing to me. But if he's already written this out, I think we should include that.
Yeah.
You guys okay?
We have enforced, when they've submitted a planting plan that gets approved, if they do die and don't get replaced right away, we'll usually send them a letter saying you gotta replace that particular tree. Now, it's obviously not gonna be the same size.
Yeah, that's, the tree part isn't as big of a deal to me. This is more important to make it look nice.
I agree.
Yeah, okay. What does he call that? His operation plan.
Yes.
So I recommend for approval of the conditional use permit renewal in addition to with his operation plan. Do you guys want me to include the trees? And whatever else the city deems necessary. Submitted by MII Blair LLC, Jeff McGregor.
Second.
Motion by Kading, second by Pleska to approve the CUP with the operation plan and the stipulations that were on there.
Yes.
Any other discussion or questions or change? Seeing none, let's vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So we'll go to city council next week. I'll open a public hearing to consider rezone application by the City of Blair to rezone tax lot A created by an administrative lot line adjustment of tax lots 264 and 265 in Section 7, Township 18 North, Range 12 East of the 6 p.m., Washington County, Nebraska, from AMH, which is Agricultural Heavy Industry and Manufacturing District, to ACH, which is Agricultural Highway Commercial District. Jeff?
Thank you. So this rezone was initiated by staff and city. It has to do with two tax lots, which are part of the former Hanson Tree Farm, which would be on the east side of North Industrial Road, here in this part of our location map. Earlier today, a administrative tax lot line adjustment was okayed by Mr. Green, City Administrator Green. A tax lot line adjustment done administratively does not change any borders other than an interior tax lot line. If you have two consecutive, or two tax lots right together, administratively we can change the lot line. It does not change the zoning, does not change changes the size, does not usually change anything else. It's not a new tax lot that's created. Once that was done, because it is being developed, we decided that it would be time to move to the future land use map and what the comprehensive plan calls for. So our request, and I'll get to it a little bit here, is to take it from AMH, and again, it's along Highway 30, so the future land use map does show highway commercial. Again, 264. Right here is the two lots. 264 is here, 265 is here, part of the old Hanson Tree Farm. The lot line adjustment did create this lot right here. Now we're calling Outlot A. I think we'll get a different tax lot number, both of them from the county surveyor. Because of this impending development and a chance to move up to the future land use map, we are requesting that rezoning. Again, here's the current zoning with the lot here, and then ACH on this side, AMH here. We are only requesting, of course, but requesting just lot 264, which is adjacent to the highway. This is the, this should be future land use map showing all this next to Highway 30 as highway commercial. Right now, after the tax lot line adjustment was okay today, this is what they will look like. If it does go past the rezoning, it will show this lot being ACH, highway commercial, and then this lot being AMH, staying industrial. Any questions on this rezone application?
So this is all I say, Blair, so this, it's just, okay. Is anybody, is there any comments from the audience? Anyone want to speak on this issue from the audience?
Jeff McGregor, MCGREGOR, 11750 Stonegate Circle. We initiated the tax lot line adjustment here. Ultimately, item number, I think it's 9 on the list, is to discuss a potential request for a conditional use permit to do indoor and outdoor storage on this Outlot A. Should item 8 pass and the zoning be changed from heavy industrial to highway commercial? When we first looked at this lot, we gravitated towards it because of its current zoning. Being heavy industrial, our use currently complies with the zoning that is currently sitting on the lot. The city would like to change the zoning to match the future land use map, which is highway commercial. And I can somewhat understand that, but something to maybe consider, just food for thought, is the area in general is becoming more and more heavy industrial in nature. And this particular lot is pretty heavily screened by trees from the highway, as the trees are in the right of way and not on this particular lot. And some of the heavy industrial users in the area, as you cross the river on Highway 30, headed towards Blair, is Ryan's Kelly Equipment, which lies to the south, and the Blair Wastewater Treatment Facility on the north. Continuing west, we've got our storage facility, as well as the armor storage facility. And we're adjacent to the North Industrial Park Drive. North Industrial Park Drive serves as the primary access point to Cargill, which processes approximately 300 semi-trucks a day. Armor storage is located less than 300 feet from the subject property. and operates with the same indoor and outdoor storage uses. Other heavy industrial users in the area are S&S Pumping, Carey Transit, McKinnis Roofing, Stewart Stainless Supply Company, Gerstle Concrete, STS Trucking Services, Bethman Construction, CF Industries. Just the name in general, North Industrial Park Drive, would indicate, you know, probably what the future uses of this area are going to be. I know there's highway commercial to the south, but it does kind of feel like everything along North Industrial Park Drive, both the north and the south, might be better suited to remain heavy industrial. But that being said, should you choose to change this to highway commercial, the next agenda item is me requesting a conditional use permit for indoor and outdoor storage in the area too. So, but here, if you have any questions, but just something to consider. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else want to speak on this issue?
Mindy Lump, RUMP, 1663 Washington. I'm actually one of the ones who pushed for this to be changed. And the reason is because I understand that we do have a lot of heavy industrial over there, and we do have the water treatment facility right across when we cross the river, as well as Kelly Ryan. But those things are already there. What beautiful things we do have in our highway corridor, I want to maintain as long as we possibly can. If we change this to our highway commercial district, then the council and the planning commission will have the responsibility, dare I say the control, to allow what goes in there. Right now, by right, a lot more things can go into this heavy industrial area. If we can keep that corridor, which would go along the same lines as our future land use map, we get to decide. The planning commission and the council gets to decide what goes in that corridor. If that makes any sense. And I know it's not the prettiest thing with having heavy industrial, but it is the gateway to our town and it's the gateway to our state. And I think we should have a better idea and a responsibility of keeping that with what we want to align with, because we live here. That's all. Thanks.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Because you're talking about this lot here, but what about as you go further east? Because that's still...
Can you bring up the other map that would be recommended? Does that stay heavy industrial?
I mean, that is still heavy industrial. Map.
Still shows a buffer in there.
A buffer, if that makes any sense. And does that answer your question?
Yeah, they're red, because right now it's not that way, right?
Correct. Correct. Okay. Our future land use map says that.
Okay.
Any other questions?
If Jeff is here, you're looking at that for the future land use, why don't you include that in this?
That I can't answer.
Then what will we do next month?
Go to the pizza party we're supposed
Thank
to have
you.
Tonight?
Sure.
Hi, Commissioners. Phil Green, City Administrator. Yeah, the main reason is with the future land use map, it's kind of a rough generic line. And we sometimes do that, especially along the highways, knowing that when the day comes that lot's going to get subdivided, at that point in time is where you kind of fine-tune where that zoning's going to go. So the base zoning that's there right now is heavy industrial, and the mayor's exactly right. Somebody could purchase that land today, and whatever is allowed by right could be done in the area that the future land use map shows as highway commercial. But it's mainly because it's a large undeveloped lot, and we tend not to have an actual zoning swath. It ends up being on the future land use map that shows kind of what the intent is long term. Someday in the future, if that goes to be platted and staff has the ability to kind of work with that new applicant to say, well, we'd rather see a few smaller lots along the highway that would be zoned highway commercial if you want to use the rest then for industrial purposes, and we do something very similar to what we're trying to do right now. But there really isn't a lot line to show where that zoning line would be.
It's just all one big lot right
just,
now.
Yeah,
so
it's just
you
one
can't,
large tax lot right now.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak on this issue? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing. see what the commission would like to do.
No discussion? Okay. I recommend approval of the rezone application by the City of Blair.
Is there a second?
A second.
Motion by Kading, second by Pounds, to approve the rezone application by the City of Blair. Any other questions? Please vote.
Planning Commission members voting aye. Kading, Pounds, Bozeger, Heinrich voting nay, Poleska.
So it will go to the City Council. I'll open a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit application submitted by MII Blair LLC, Jeff McGregor, agent, 11750 Stonegate Circle, Omaha, Nebraska, for storage indoor and outdoor on tax lot 264 in section 7, township 18 North, range 12, east of the 6 p.m., Washington County, Nebraska, for the life of the improvements, 413 North Industrial Road. Jeff.
Thank you, Chair. This is the CUP. Granted, it's not been granted. The rezone has not been approved yet, but the applicant knows that he's got a fairly tight timeline. So he decided to add the CUP on this. Of course, this will be, if you vote to approve and the council votes to approve and the rezone is approved, this will come into play at that point. If by some chance council decides to deny the rezone, then this item would become kind of null and void at the City Council meeting. That being said, because the council is a voting body, we still need to entertain the CUP tonight, or you and give your recommendation whether it should be there or not. Council still wants to hear, and obviously all the things that there are in the other, as with the other CUP for the parking. So if that makes sense, it's been put last in the agenda because of the fact we need to go to the first rezone and then waited to have to wait for the tax line lot line adjustment. That being said, this CUP is for both mini storage units, mini and storage indoor and outdoor on this new tax lot A, which is part of tax lot 264. Storage mini talks right here as the definition. Storage is for storage in not limited to 200 square feet. And then, of course, number 20 is the storage indoor outdoor. In bold is what is required in the ACH zoning district. And this is a description of what storage indoor outdoor is. So he is asking for two different kinds of storage, both mini and outdoor, and same stipulations as the storage units across the road. Only RV vehicles, boat trailer combinations, cars, no broken down, no bathroom vehicles, no tarps allowed, all covers commercially, and then trees. I believe Mr. McGregor does have an operation plan for this also, so the recommendation to follow that operation plan in full would be a good addition also. This shows the new lot A. This is the Hanson Tree Farm, existing buildings here and here. This is now lot 265. This is 264A for the revised lot. If the zoning change does take place, you will now see ACH here requiring the CUP. And this would be the current zoning if everything passes by the end. This lot will become ACH according to these right here. The remainder will stay AMH. This is a picture of the lot from the entrance off of North Industrial Drive. And that is from the intersection of Industrial Drive and Highway 30, showing the lot up here on the hill behind the trees. This is a conceptual plan provided by the applicant.
He has several barriers to work through. He has the high tension lines here. I believe there's several, I'm not sure if they're abandoned or not, but there's some pipelines in that area also. It's kind of a tough area to build in. Again, they showed the existing buildings, but that would be in the second lot, not part of this. Any questions for staff?
Got a question?
Yes, sir.
If the rezoning doesn't pass the council, this is the moot point anyway, because you can just put them up there because it's allowed in that section already.
It is.
So then that's okay. That's all I want to make sure of.
One thing is the council or plan commission won't have any say in how it looks or anything like that, because it's allowed by right in AMH.
I'm going to understand, where's the driveway to get into this place?
Just the driveway right
down,
here.
Over there, okay.
You can see this area here.
Okay.
This wide, split down the middle. There will also be an easement so they can cross over each other's property. That's been filed with the plat. You see back there, that area there.
Okay. Any other questions, staff?
I guess one of the things is Mr. Gregor is on contract to buy that lot. The Hanson Living Trust will retain ownership of the second lot.
I don't know if that's part of the purview, but if that's pretty well covered, do they have to worry about, is there going to be some kind of water plan or stormwater plan for something like this, or is that part? This part not?
That'll be the building. It'll be in the building permit, I believe. In
the building permit, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Building permit will cover that. I believe from what I've researched in the mini storage units and storage units north of Highway 30, there is swales and everything there for the stormwater management. But yes.
Okay.
Is this?
Yeah, I didn't think it was part of this, but
no.
I just was questioned. Just good. Okay. Thank you. Anything else? Would the applicant like to speak on this issue?
Everyone's probably tired of hearing from me now. Jeff McGregor, NCGREGOR, 11750 Stonegate, Sarah Paul, on behalf of the applicant. What we're looking to do is about 30,000 square feet of enclosed mini storage here. Exact same fit, finish, and features as the facility we have on the other side of the highway. So I think as part of the operations plan, have photos of our existing facility with same color palette, same quality materials there. The PCSMP detention basin that you were referring to, you kind of see it's a oval shaped area to the right there, behind the dip. So that's kind of where that would be positioned for the stormwater detention requirements. We're working through civil engineering right now to make sure that all fits within there, how
okay.
deep it needs to be, but we've got that accounted for as an area to apply for that. The transmission lines are on the left-hand side, and then there's an underground gas line easement on the right-hand side there, and so we position the buildings in the middle of that. We'd operate this facility from our main leasing office on the other side of the highway, the north side of the highway, and so this would kind of be an extension of that existing facility owned by the same ownership entity. People would lease at our main office on the highway and then come over here if they're
used to
the highway. Fully fenced, secured, and then we're open full time as well with on-site management. Here if you have any questions.
I see that it's kind of on a hill, right?
Yes,
so
sir.
Is it very visible from the street when
you
have stuff
it
parked
been
up
more
there?
More visible, but it's not. Most of those trees are located in the highway right away. I think I've got included in the packet my Alta survey, and you can see on that Alta survey the overhead power lines that run along the highway. If you zoom in quite a bit to that particular drawing, you can see the overhead power lines that run parallel with the highway, and so those trees that you see along the highway are actually all located within the highway.
Okay.
So they would remain. Yeah, because most of those trees are, you know, closer to the highway than those power lines that you can see in the picture, and we really those power lines are still 15 feet, you know, north of our property line, where the property line would actually exist.
So. Any other questions of the applicant? I know I have, but anyone know? Thank you. Is anybody in the audience want to speak on this issue? Seeing none, I will.
Mr. Chairman, if
oh,
I could,
yes.
I've got one question for Jeff.
Sure.
Because it's something I think you may want to discuss a little bit. Maybe the
okay.
applicant wants to talk a little bit about it. We usually leave it up to the applicant to make the length of time request. And,
oh, yeah.
And this one here was for the life of the improvements.
Yeah.
Which, when structures are going in, that's quite a long time. Oftentimes, if it's an addition or another use to buildings that are already there, we'll tie it to those buildings. So that use, you know, doesn't have a different time span. But that may be something that either Jeff, you want to address. I don't know what the other units on the other side of the highway, what they have as far as the length of span for the conditional use permit.
I think going back, I go back to the PowerPoint. And let's go all the way back to the first.
Because I know he wanted the outdoor storage to be for the life of the improvements, but in a sense that ties it to the original conditional use permit. I just don't know how long that one was for.
The original one was also for the life of the improvements.
Was it really?
Yes.
So that's something that we can verify before the council meeting.
Yep, yeah, right here was. The current conditional use granted for the mini life for life and structures with stipulations. So
okay.
That was the one across. Now, the one across the road does not necessarily have to be the same as this new one. This is completely different conditional use permit request. A lot of times, as you've heard people talk about, you know, anything less than 30 years is tough to do because of finance and such like that. Certainly within Planning Commission's prerogative to add a lesser time for this. Can't go greater, but they can't go greater in life of the buildings anyway. It's up to Planning Commission can recommend a lesser time for the.
One thing to think about, and it's kind of unique for these mini storage units, if somebody builds, say, a warehouse, and there's a use for that warehouse that you want to limit that use, that's fine. You can limit it for 20 years or 30 years, something like that. But obviously, if the warehouse is going to stay, it would need to continue to be able to exist. Mini storage units, you don't really use them for much else but mini storage, you know. And so it probably makes sense that it's tied to the life of those structures as opposed to a building that could be used for multiple purposes.
Well, could we have this instead of saying of the improvements, which could be anything, and just could make it life of the structures? So
yes,
it only does the structures.
Yeah, if by some chance the tornado or something would wipe this the mountain, that would end that CEP and they'd have to come back for a second one, but that would also give Planning Commission and Council a chance to look at everything again. Chances of that happening, of course, are fairly slim.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I think it should be life of the structure. Yeah. You guys good?
So, do you want to make a motion?
Yep.
So life of the structures rather than life of the improvements.
Which do you guys want? Life of the structure? Is that what?
Life, that's fine with me.
I'd
prefer that. Yeah, great.
Okay. Recommend the approval of the conditional use permit application submitted by MII Blair LLC with the duration of the life of the structure.
And including the other stipulations.
And the
operations
yeah.
included.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's been a motion by Kading, second by Heinrich to approve the CUP with the change to make it the life of the structures. Any more for the discussion? Please vote.
Commission members present voting aye. Kading, Bozinger, Heinrich, Pileska voting nay. Pounds.
So that'll go to the city council next week also, depending on whether you got the zone change. Okay. Yeah.
Anything else?
Report from staff.
Probably have three or four items in January, again, starting January 6th for the next meeting. We'll have those pruned up here in a couple of weeks. Again, December 9th is the city council meeting, which these items will be heard at. And then come January, we're back to the first Tuesday, fourth Tuesday of the year, or of the month. So with that, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that. Any other questions for staff?
Make a motion that we end the meeting.
I'll second that.
Motion by Kading, second by Pileska to adjourn the meeting. All go ahead and vote.
All commission members present voting aye.